The only cigarettes that carry valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Robert Bernard, Jeanette Nolan, John McIntyre, and Morton Bowe. Tommy Dawson's orchestra starts the fun with I've Got Beginner's Luck from Shall We Dance. Edith Wright will sing it for us.
That I'm in love with you. Cause I'm lucky, I've got beginner's luck. There never was such a smile or such eyes of blue. Cause I'm fortunate, this thing we've begun is much more than a pastime. For this time is the one where the first time is the last time. I've got beginner's luck, lucky me through and through. Cause the first time that I'm in love with you.
One brief word about Raleigh. They're skillfully blended a fine Turkish and domestic tobacco and achieve a truly distinctive taste. Yet Raleigh's cost no more than ordinary popular priced brands. Ask for Raleigh's with plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you like a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke cool. They're so mildly mentholated you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness. Yet every puff is cool and soothing to your throat.
Remember, only Raleigh's and Cools carry valuable coupons, good in the United States for handsome, practical gifts. Every carton has extra coupons. Buy a pack of Union-made Raleigh's or Cools tomorrow and save those coupons. Good news. The Baron and all the boys and girls are back from their vacation, and here we are once again in the famous Worldwide Information Bureau. And just to keep in good form, while waiting for Charlie, we find the Baron standing in front of a mirror, practicing lines. And here he is, the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl. As he tries out his newest fib, playing all the parts, he's watching himself in the mirror to see if he can catch himself in a lie.
And Charlie, every day that old tiger chased my cousin Hugo down to the river. And every day cousin Hugo only saved himself because he jumped in and swam away. But what do you think? One day, Hugo peeked through the bushes, and there was that old tiger out in the river with the alligator taking swimming lessons. Huh? Why, Baron, that's the most preposterous, unbelievable yarn you ever told. What, you dare, Charlie? Well, that's a pretty good lie, Baron. That's a pretty good lie. Yeah. Come in.
Now, don't say it, Baron. I know I haven't been around to see you since our plane landed last Saturday night.
Yes.
But, you know, with family and friends and Easter, well, must I explain?
Explain?
Yes.
That's what I had for my Easter breakfast.
What's what you had for your Easter breakfast?
Explain.
Didn't you buy any of those great big Easter eggs?
I didn't have to.
Oh, no?
I still have the ones you laid when I was breaking you in as a straight man.
Yes, so. Well, be that as it may, I'm the backbone of this combination.
It's just so. Is there a chiropractor in the house?
No, that's fine. That's clear. I heard your wife was the cutest thing in the East, whole Easter parade.
Yeah. You know, they are wearing curls now, and she had a smart little curl over each ear.
Yeah.
On one right in the middle of her forehead.
Uh-huh.
She looked just like a moving picture.
Like a moving picture?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Three smart curls.
What have you got your fingers bandaged up for? Did somebody step on them when you were reaching for a cool?
No, I got them scorched tuning in on the new Rawley room at the Warwick Hotel.
Oh, Hotel Warwick, yeah.
Yeah. They were playing something so hot, it burned three fingers on my thumb.
Now, wait a minute, Baron. That's impossible. Nobody can get scorched or burned over the radio.
No?
No.
Then how is it every time Walter Winston opens his mouth?
Yeah.
Then Bernie gets roasted.
Well, anyway, listen.
How is that?
I don't know anything about that. Now, I'd like to ask you one.
Right.
The only time we took a train on our entire trip, what was the idea of having the porter bring you all that ice water? Well, he was going all night. He must have brought you 300 paper cups full.
Yes, but that was the night I learned my lesson, Charlie.
You learned your lesson?
Yeah.
What lesson?
That's the last time I'll ever take a bath in an upper berth.
With all those cups.
I wouldn't. Oh. Help, Charlie.
What?
Newspaper reporter.
No. No interviews tonight, folks. No. Wait a minute. I'm taking the Baron to the circus.
Yeah?
Yeah, you see, I've got the tickets right here.
Oh, have a heart, Charlie. Well, that's no copy, no eating.
Yeah, give us a break, Baron. We always treat you right.
All right. But Naked Snippy, who's still?
Me. See, I had the bedtime story section for the kiddies, Baron. Now, what was the most club-turning sight you saw while in China?
Well, it's all to make nice reading for the kiddies. He saw them hang two murderers.
Oh, yes. Well.
That's right. They were brothers. One of them was named Hung One.
Hung One, and the other?
He was hung too.
You also went to Italy, I did you?
I didn't hear you.
I say you also went to Italy, I did you?
You what?
I did you? Oh. You know what did you is.
Oh, did you? Sure. Who don't know that? That's Mussolini.
Yeah.
That's one fella I wouldn't play cards with.
You wouldn't play cards with Mussolini?
No.
Well, why not?
With him, the deuce is higher than the king.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I wouldn't blame him.
Yeah,
you see,
do they have beautiful girls in Rome?
In Rome? Yeah, but the most beautiful girl was in that other Italian city.
Genoa?
You see, I did your stuff.
I say Genoa.
No, but that didn't stop me. I got in the deuce.
Baron, I'm the fashion editor. Where do the soldiers wear the fancy uniforms?
In South America. I saw one man with bright green coat, red trousers, yellow boots, a gold helmet, a silver sword, and medals all over his chest.
My goodness, what was his rank?
He was in the Secret Service.
I do the editorial, Baron.
Yeah.
What do you think of the labor situation?
You know something, mister? I can't figure out the union men nowadays.
The union men?
Yeah.
Why do they puzzle you?
Well, the minute they decide to stand together, they all get down.
That's right.
Yeah.
Baron. Did you pass anything coming into the Pacific Coast? Anything that made you want to stop and linger a while?
Yeah. I did design just before we got to May West's new house.
Now, wait a minute. May West's house?
Yeah.
And it makes you want to linger?
Yeah.
Well, what did the sign say?
Dangerous curves ahead.
Oh, that was there, yeah.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey, playing his own arrangement of the Song of India. Thank you.
That's not a clown. That's Morton Bow in his new Easter outfit.
Yes? Yeah. In the clown.
Well, here they are. Here the animals.
Yeah.
Oh, look, man. Look, one of the strangest animals in the world, the kangaroo.
Yeah? I hear they're crossing kangaroos with raccoons.
Wait a minute. Crossing kangaroos with raccoons?
Yeah.
Well, what are they trying to breed? What? Come on.
Fourth coast, McPocket. Look. What's that thing?
Well, that's a wildcat, the most savage and ferocious member of the cat family.
Yes?
Yeah.
Reminds me of Boris.
Reminds you of Boris? Why?
What a foot.
What a foot.
Aha! I heard that, you peck biter,
you. You ain't supposed to come in yet. Get back in the script.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, look at those giraffes. Oh, Baron, can you think of anything worse than a giraffe with a sore throat?
Yeah, just one thing.
One thing, huh? What's that?
A Ubangi woman with cat lips.
Oh, that's right,
too. Oh, sorry.
What?
Yeah, get the peanuts out. Get the peanuts out.
What?
This baboon looks hungry.
What baboon? Get away from that mirror.
Oh.
Look. Lions.
Are those lions?
Sure.
I thought a lion was green.
Green?
Yeah.
I never even heard of a green one.
You never saw those lions in the subway?
Lions in the subway?
Colored green lion?
When you see a lion growl, you know what it means? What?
Means we're going to see an MGM movie.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's that cow with the fancy horn?
Oh, cow. Oh, that's an elk, Baron. An elk.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, now what's the matter?
My sister-in-law just married one of those two.
Oh, and here's the famous hippo we've been reading about.
I hope that hippopotamus has some children.
And children? Why?
Well, small hips are very fashionable this year.
Oh, yes, small hips and hippos.
Oh, look out. Rhinoceros. Good guy.
Thank you.
My goodness, with a cold like that,
yes?
With a cold like that, you better take some Mona acid ester of salicylic acid tablets.
Whoa, well, that's aspirin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
I could never think of that name.
Well, look. Oh, come on. Let's see the elephants and get out of here, huh?
Yeah. Here, elephant. Here, Gumbo. Nice peanuts. Woo-hoo.
Well, that's funny, Baron. That big elephant will give you tumble. He won't pay any attention to you.
Oh, what a zimp I am.
Yeah.
I forgot, Charlie.
What's the matter?
Get his spring.
That's
right. Stop this in the air.
Oh,
yeah. He's whispering sweet nothing into that cute little elephant ear.
Oh, and when he's making love, he won't even stop for a bag of peanuts?
You see, Ben, what?
I say, won't he even stop for a bag of peanuts? What are you laughing at?
Would you?
Would you?
Oh, no.
Laughing and will you remember?
The voice of our singing star, Morton Bow, brings you Will You Remember from Maytime.
Our love is so sweet in the springtime when two hearts are singing May. No years that are coming can bring time to make me forget you this day. I love you in life's gray December, the same as I love you today. My heart ever young will remember the thrill it knew that day in May. Sweetheart, 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 will you love me ever? Will you remember it day when we were happy?
We go to the circus, and this time it's the sideshow.
Well, here we go for the priest.
Hurry, the gate, the priest. Ever governor, the one test, keep green, sky high, the giant, sea lady, half girl, half priest, and
Powell,
the dog face man.
The dog face man? He must have given Boris a job.
knocking my face behind my back, eh? Hey, maybe you think your program is good like this, Curtis.
Yes, and it's going to get better.
Oh, are you resigning?
Oh. So now you're a critic. Maybe you think I should put more fire into my joke.
No, you should put more of your jokes into the fire.
Okay, listen, let me tell you something. When I crack the joke,
Take your time about it, will you?
Who's excited?
Oh, you're excited.
You don't know me. Listen here. When I cracked the smoke at your house, everybody laughed.
Yeah, everybody laughed at all. But getting back to my fate, last week I met a fellow who said I looked like you.
Said you looked like me?
Yeah.
I'd like to punch him right in the nose.
Yeah, well, if you think I'm going to have him dug up for that, you're crazy.
What?
How do you like that?
Very good. What?
Find out who writes his material.
Yeah, we can use them, huh?
Yeah.
Not holding the rubber man.
India rubber man.
My sister married one of those.
An India rubber man?
Yes.
Why?
She wanted someone she could twist around her finger.
Oh, I've seen the rubber man, yeah.
Yeah, but she got fooled.
The rubber man fooled her?
Yeah.
How?
When she forced him out,
yeah,
he snapped back at her.
Well, have she and this rubber husband of hers any children?
Yes.
Yeah?
A bouncing baby boy.
Oh, I see.
Get it?
Yeah, I caught it on the first bounce.
Yeah, on the first bounce.
First bounce, yeah.
And just last week, a Czechoslovakian rubber man wanted to marry my other sister.
Well, did she accept him?
No. She refused to take a rubber check.
Oh, Colonel, look, that man is alive with snakes. They're crawling all over him. Did you ever see anything like that before?
Not since they stopped selling that subject.
No.
Muscle bound, the strongest man in the world.
Hey, you know something, Charlie? I knew a strong man once who had the map of the United States tattooed on his chest.
Well, how strong was he?
Well, every time he took a deep breath...
Gee, what happened?
Mexico joined the Union.
And I suppose you knew a sword swallower, too, huh?
Yeah, in the Fiji Islands.
The Fiji Islands,
in
the cannibals are.
Yeah, he ate a sword and gained 216 pounds.
Now, wait a minute. He ate a sword and gained 216 pounds?
A general was wearing it.
Was wearing the sword, yes.
Yeah. I see. And he followed the whole general
I see. Don't
he was know. The fellow who had the largest trained fleas in the world.
Largest trained fleas?
Yeah.
Well, how large were they?
Well, one flea was so big it had dogs.
Oh.
And now the peak of all peaks, the only man in the world who ever tried a roaring cigarette and didn't like it.
By golly, he is a flea.
Yes, he is. Oh, and look at this freak baby. No fingers, all thumbs. Five thumbs on each hand.
Five thumbs on each
hand? On each hand.
This keeper must have been his husband, huh?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Is it a he or is it a she? We call it John King. Half man and half woman. The right side, a perfectly formed woman. The left side, a perfectly formed man.
The last one I ended up in a fight.
A fight?
Yeah.
What about?
He tried to kiss herself.
Yeah.
So she slapped himself in the face.
Oh, I see.
And this is that man with only one dimension. And Nemo, a living skeleton.
So you don't happen to have a living skeleton in your family, do you, Baron?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yeah, an X-ray. You got to have an X-ray to see him.
An X-ray to see him?
Yeah.
Why?
He's inside of me.
Oh, the skeleton's inside of you.
Yeah.
Jolly Jean, the fat girl, weighing over 800 pounds.
That's the strength of Aunt Minnie.
Yeah?
Aunt Minnie doubles for her in the movie.
Oh, now wait, Aunt Minnie couldn't double for her. She's not fat enough.
No?
No.
She is when she doubles.
Oh, she is, but... Oh, out. Oh, look, the fire here. I'm going to find out how he stands it. Excuse me, buddy, but how do you keep your tonsils from burning up?
By smoking cool. They're soothing to your throat.
Hey, who owns this purchase? The Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation?
And now the midget, Colonel Thaddeus Simbo. Only 12 inches tall and weighs only 15 pounds.
Hi, golly, but you cute. Mickey, you cute. I'd like to take you home with me. But what do you say to that?
I say scram. I always did hate Dutch comics.
Oh.
And now, last but not least, I show you at your own risk. Which he called Winnie for wild. And is this baby wild?
Charlie, I think this wild girl's a pig.
Why?
A pig, pig. I talked to her myself.
Oh, that's impossible, Baron. Don't you see? She has no tongue. She can't talk.
A woman and she can't talk?
Can't talk. What's the matter? What are you laughing at?
No wonder she's wild.
Oh, that's... Oh.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with a bugle call rag. Thank you.
Tonight we take pleasure in introducing André François, one of the finest clarinet players in the country and a guest of Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. André, tell us how you learned to play so well.
Oh, mon Dieu, it is so easy. First, you do this. Then, you smoke the royal cigarette. Then, you do this. Then, you smoke the royal cigarette. And then, you do this. Then.
I get it. Then, if your music gets too hot, you smoke a cool. But how does smoking rollies make you so good on the clarinet?
The rolly cigarette. She's my inspiration for the music. Perhaps you have not heard of all the marvelous premiums you can get with the rolly coupon. Ooh la la. The Congress playing dance. The English cigarette box. The Canterbury silk stockings. The enamel cigarette case. The living lunch and set. The silver paper coupon. The beautiful cream and sugar deck.
Perfect is no exaggeration, folks. There are dozens of beautiful premiums to choose from if you just save the coupons that come with Raleigh's and Cool's. Start today. Smoke
Raleigh cigarettes. They're a truly distinctive blend of fine tobacco, but they cost no more than any other popular priced brand. Plain ends or coarse tips if you prefer.
Or smoke Cools if you like a cigarette that's mildly mentholated. They're wonderfully soothing to your throat. Smoke Raleigh's or smoke Cools. They both pay that dividend of valuable coupons. For another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Poe and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. This is Paul Stewart speaking. Copyright Silver Navy.